Classical musicians like pianist Christopher O'Reilly reinvent familiar repertoire for a traditional and modern audience, like American composer George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue and Concerto in F. Gershwin's pieces were the centerpiece of O'Reilly's concert performance as guest artist with the Des Moines Symphony Orchestra this weekend. He also featured modern music from the rock band Radiohead. O'Reilly says when he plays popular classical music with modern music, he finds a sense of comity of feeling between him and the concert hall audience.
One of the great things about classical music is that hundreds of years of creativity still rings true today. You know, it really only depends on, I think, sometimes your familiarity with the material as an audience. Sometimes it really is needs nothing more than the commitment and passion of the practitioners. You know, coming here and having the pleasure and the honor of working with the Des Moines Symphony with a Midwestern sensibility of a complete lack of pretense and of community and support and committed to making the work at hand sound as beautiful as it possibly can. The success of Rhapsody in Blue has been unparalleled in American music. Gosh, I think I've performed it more than I've performed any other concerto, and the Concerto in F as well, you know, is an even more, in its way, revolutionary piece. There's all kinds of ways of introducing people to things that they may not be familiar with. For instance, you know, in the Gershwin concertos, there's a sense of the history of jazz in the United States. The history of jazz is as full in its 100-year state as classical history is. There have been many, many styles, and there have been many, many ways, many fashions to play these pieces. I, for one, hew as close as I can to the Gershwin aesthetic. There's still plenty of room for my own interpretive input, but that said, there's still a lot of revolutionary stuff you can do with the Gershwin concertos.
I'd like to play a song for you by Radiohead.
I go through phases. There are so many different types of things that I do within a week. If I'm, as I am now, reviving concerto repertoire here in Des Moines and also all the repertoire that I have under my fingers for the radio show. And then when things, you know, lighten up a little bit, I can get back to, you know, working on One More Time by The Cure, which is an arrangement I've been starting to work on. And there will always be, you know, gosh, I've got a very, very long short list of pieces that I still want to make piano arrangements of. And there are always new songs and old songs that recapture my imagination as time goes on.
Pianist Christopher O'Reilly was the guest artist this weekend with the Des Moines Symphony Orchestra. O'Reilly will return to Iowa to host National Public Radio's classical music program From the Top in Ames at Iowa State University's Fisher Theater May 18th. In Des Moines, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.